Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's the station.
Welcome back. It's 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Charles Goslin, a retired Central Intelligence Agency, CIA operations officer, author of Understanding Personal Risk and Security. He teaches people all over the world how to be safe when they travel, especially business travelers. Charles, you're doing that right now all over the place. What's your advice to us today? If, you know, I'd like to go to Morocco, for example. I'd like to go back to Italy. I'm wondering about, you know, the safety of traveling there these days. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you right now, as a matter of fact, I'm packing for a trip that I'll be leaving on tomorrow, and it's out in that area. And the very first thing that I do, I know I'm going to be leaving my wife behind, family behind. And one of the things that I do is I do some very specific preparations in terms of contact information and what to do for my wife, what to do in an emergency. All of those things are done, and she knows where it is, and we're on the same sheet when we travel, so that I have peace of mind and she has peace of mind, because some of the worst things can happen is when you're not prepared and you get out there and the unexpected happens, and it has a way of doing that.
Right.
The result is can be disastrous, both physically and mentally for you when you travel. But no, I would not worry in the least to travel in some of these areas, and we should continue to do that. But we just need to be able to build some simple principles of personal security around the things that we do when we're outside.
Give us an example.
Well, okay, I'll just use what I'm doing with my wife. I'm going to be traveling out into the Middle East. So one of the things that we do, and it's a habit for us, whether I'm traveling down into Mexico, which is quite often, my wife and I have a series, since I've traveled in the past to some areas where there's a threat of kidnap. We have a set of what we call a duress signal. In other words, you know, I can ask her on the telephone, you know, did you get the hot tub fixed or that sort of thing? Well, we don't happen to have a hot tub, but she knows that that's me saying something's not right. But I'm able to do it. It sounds very innocent. Mm-hmm. The second thing that we do is we'll set up a set of what are known as questions for in the event that there's a kidnap, and there, you have some specific kinds of questions that need to be asked that are called sign of life. So we have a question and answer sets for that. And not only that, the answers that I give, which are very brief, but that will give some sort of an indication if I happen to know whether I'm in the north or south or east or west of a country. So all of those questions are arranged in advance. So all of those kinds of things.
But now your travel and your work puts mm-hmm. you in a little bit outside of the orbit of the typical tourist, doesn't it?
Oh, no. I love being a tourist. Since I've retired, I've embraced being a tourist. Listen, I wasn't a tourist for years. So now that I've sort of gone back to the tourist world, there's a lot of things that I see that tourists do that they need to be careful about. One of the ones I'll tell just very briefly, there's lots of things. But one of the ones that I saw particularly this, you know, around New Year's, and I'm down in a very crowded tourist area in Mexico, is in sidewalk cafes. They put sidewalk cafes out there on the street. You got vendors, but you got also people that when you're not looking, if you have your purse out there, you have your wallet, right, you have your money, whatever, it can get snatched very, very quickly. And that common kind of street crime, it happens a lot. And also getting around, getting a taxi. One of the things that I always do, and I highly recommend this for folks, particularly if you're a tourist, find a taxi driver that you like. Find a taxi driver that seems reputable. Pay him a little extra and keep him on standby.
All
keep
day.
Him on retainer because, yep, all day. That gives you peace
probably,
of mind.
Probably $100 would make him, he'd give you a kidney for that, probably.
Absolutely. And for goodness sakes, if you're down in Mexico, watch what you eat and drink. I got sick this last time down
really?
There, and I swear to God I'd never get sick. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. So you got to be careful about that.
Including the food, right? Because it's made with the water.
Oh, good. You stay away from salads. Stay away from salads. And, that's, you know, and so those things can still happen. And I'll tell you what, it's very debilitating when you're that way. But you want to make sure that you've got the right medicines and things with you, and you know where the pharmacy is, and you can get to the doctor if you need to.
Right.
And it makes all the difference between ruining your vacation and making yourself vulnerable or being able to get back on your feet.
But also, when you're walking around, mm-hmm. pay attention, right? I mean, look. Don't just get so immersed in what's going on that you act like you feel like you're, you know, don't act like you're walking around in Boise, Idaho, or Peoria, Illinois. You mean, look, head on a swivel. That's what I tell
them. Yes.
When my family travels places like that, I say, head on a swivel. Pay attention. Don't be stupid.
I have a good friend of mine, and he says the same thing. Situational awareness is a key principle in personal security. But it's not just how you keep that head on a swivel. It's what's inside your head while it's on
right.
the swivel. And that's an important point.
Right.
You want to keep your mind in the present. Keep focused on exactly what's happening around you. And ask yourself who that is, where you're going, what that can mean. And all of those things are very important. In terms of
Charles, I gotta wrap it up. Good job today. Can I have your website, please, quickly?
Yes, my website is www.charlesdgoslin.com.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.